Hello and welcome to The Campaigner. I'm Matthew Lee, the editor, and yes, this is what I sound like. We have something special for you today. MeepleCon was held last weekend in Victoria, and game designer Alex Dake managed to sit down with the organiser, Matthew Ooting, for a brief chat. Alex kindly recorded the exchange, and we have it for your listening pleasure. So let's hear Alex talk to Matthew about MeepleCon now.
So I'm sitting here with Matthew Ooting from Germany, or named from Germany. and I just wanted to talk to you about MeepleCon. So what do you think the advantages of pooling the board game libraries of Melbourne Meeples, BunnyCon and PAX Oz is?
Realistically, we've got three different board game libraries, and they kind of focus in on different kind of gaming styles. From PAX, we've really taken the hot Essen titles that they've brought in. From BunnyCon, we've got more the family-friendly and dexterity kind of games. And from the Melbourne Meeples library, we get a bunch of games that we always play and we always love.
That's good. I'm planning on making a TGDA Australian Games Library. Thinking of adding this in maybe next year?
We totally can. Yeah, let's talk about that later.
Okay. What do you think the most popular parts of MeepleCon is?
I think for different people, it's different things. There are people who come for the tournaments. They will sign up for every tournament that we have, every scheduled event. There are other people who are just like, you know what, I'm going to hit the open library and chuck down a game with my friends.
That's me.
But pretty much a lot of people come because they want to see the people that they've missed out on seeing over the year, and they just want to get together with their friends.
That's the best thing about board games. It's so social and community-driven. It's great. What's your favourite part?
What's my favourite part? I would be lying if I didn't say the end.
I know, running it must be hard work.
But, look, I mean, this year I'm getting my first game of Demarker in.
Okay.
So we've built up a crew of a team to do MeepleCon now, and it's given me the ability to really relax and sit back. But I love sitting on the front desk as well, and just as people come in, seeing their faces and seeing how happy they are.
Yeah. What do you think MeepleCon's place is amongst the other tabletop events throughout the year? Does it fulfil a particular need, or is it just good to have another excuse?
Well, we're the Christmas party. So we're the last one on the schedule. We kind of like, you know, fit in that kind of Christmassy feel.
Yep. There is a bit of a gap here after PAX.
There is. But, you know, I mean, there's months that are still missing cons in Australia, so, you know.
We need one every month.
It feels like some people really wanted to do that. But, you know, from a personality view, if cons can have personality, we're kind of brother to BorderCon. I think we've got the same kind of feel as BorderCon. But, you know, we love all the other ones as well. And I should also point out that we're also helping with BunnyCon, which is coming in Easter.
Yep.
And you should totally check that one out.
It was a good name. How'd you come up with that one?
With BunnyCon?
Yeah.
Ah, Karen did. But yeah, that was pretty obvious. Do you want me to? It's at Easter.
Okay. Yeah. There's quite a large number of game designers in Victoria. Like, we have our incubator meetup, and there's other meetup events at other various places like Gatekeeper Games. Do you support them? And how and why do you support these guys?
Support them. How do I answer that?
Well, I know you do support them, because you have a bunch of them here today, and you did have a couple there last year.
Yeah, so we've started trying to bring in the gamers, the designers. I think it's important for the gaming community to support their designers, and it exposes them to a different crowd, I think. I know Incubator tends to be very much designers playing
it
each
is,
other.
It's very designer-based, yeah.
This is kind of the next step, which is like pitching it to gamers and getting their feedback. I think the next bit is pitching it to people who don't play games.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had three designers last year. And this year, I think we've got 6 or 7.
Yeah. But so, they're getting, I think they've got a bit more space or better coverage this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've got more, we've doubled our capacity, so the number of tickets we're selling. And I think we've tripled our space. So it's given us a lot more opportunity to do that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And look, personally, I'm hoping, like, most of the games being played, designers are bringing in prototypes at the moment. And I'm hoping next year it'll be prototypes and published games. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yep. How did MeepleCon start, and how long has it been going for?
Okay, so the MeepleCon is MeepleCon has been going for 3 years. We started 3 years ago in the Melbourne Chess Club. At that time, PAX had just hit.
Yep, that was 3 years ago as well.
An event which had been running for quite a few years before that, Convic. Was being run by Julian from Unhalf Breaking Games, and he had moved to Canberra and was kind of feeling a bit it's definitely tricky to run an event from a different state, and wasn't sure if it was worthwhile running with PAX. So we kind of picked up the mantle, and at the Chess Club I think we had space for 60 people. Last year we had 100 at the Edinburgh Gardens.
Yep.
And we've sold out this year with 200 people on
Fantastic.
Saturday. So we're getting bigger and better and getting more retailers like Spiel Deluxe.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm just pimping you.
Best game store
in Melbourne.
Yay!
What do you think the main challenge is in holding and running MeepleCon?
Yeah, that's a tricky
Or
question.
A couple of them?
It's just a matter of persistence, and for me, it's a matter of persistence and just constantly doing it.
The fact that it's grown every year is a good
it's
indication
good.
that you're doing good in persistence.
Yeah, it's at the moment, the last 3 years have been very much, because we have changed venues each time, that brings different challenges, and you're kind of like, well, how's this setup going to work versus what we did last year?
Yeah.
And we kind of wing a lot of it. Like, we plan as much as we can, but it's hard to know how.
You professionally wing it.
We professionally wing it. It's organised chaos.
Yeah.
And BunnyCon's very much organised. But yeah, we wing it. The biggest challenge is trying to get stuff done during the working week. But yeah, it's not to undersell it. It's fairly. Like, once we get into... It's everything before the con. That's what it is. Once we're at the con, I go into relaxy mode, and I get confused because I've been stressed out for the last week. We get to the con, and everything works.
Excellent. And the last question would be, what does the future hold for MeepleCon? What are your hopes and dreams for it next year, or the year after, or in 5 years?
Well, I'm hoping we stay here, but we kind of grow out. The space gives us more room to grow into other rooms, and I'm hoping that we have more game designers, have more games, have more gamers, but don't lose that community spirit that I think is why people come, and it's why I enjoy. So
excellent answer. All right, thanks a lot for this. So that's Matthew Ooting from MeepleCon.
And that was Alex Dake talking to Matthew Ooting about MeepleCon. Thanks again to Alex for recording that. You can find MeepleCon at con.meeples.org.au, and it is normally held once a year around the beginning of December. Don't forget, you can keep up with tabletop news or download issues of The Campaigner on the website at thecampaignermagazine.com. Until next time.